Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, so we can head over to the riverside now because we've just had the 1 minute cannon and Ben Weiss is down there. Hi, Ben.
Yes, hi, Chris. I'll very quickly do the rundown for this. The M1 division. So we've got Keys M1, Downing M1, Queens M1, LMBC M1, now being chased by Third M1, Jesus M1, Peterhouse M1, Pembroke M1, Girton M1, Bryce M1, Tit Hall M1, Clare M1, Robinson M1, Magdalen M1, St Cat's M1, Emma M1, Kings M1 and Selwyn M1 are the sandwich boat for this division. I'm now going to throw over to Steph, who can describe what she can see at First Post Corner.
Yeah, I'm just here at First Post Corner. The boats are lined up and ready to go. They're just being pushed out to the centre of the river now, lined up and waiting for the... Oh, there's the start cannon now. Well, everyone's rowing, as you'd expect. No problems with the getaway for Keys at the front there. They're pulling away nicely, as far as I can tell. In fact, opening up a tiny bit of a gap Downing at the moment. So Keys getting away very nicely past me now. Downing coming up behind them, no problems at the moment, and there's a distance of about a boat and a half between them and the Queens M1 who are coming behind them. Now LMBC are closer to Queens, less than a boat's distance between them, or about a boat's distance between them at the moment, but no major danger of any bumps at this point in this first stretch. Ben, are they reaching you at the gut yet?
Not quite, Steph, but I'm expecting them any time now. Oh yes, I can just see the light green turquoise, we call it turquoise? Anyway, the rowing vest of Keys coming down, those black blades slicing through the water like it's butter, Downing hotly in pursuit, but both of these crews really giving a masterclass in rowing. If you're in your boathouses, just, you know, why? You should be out here, you should be here at Grassy Corner, you should be watching these wonderful rowers in full flow. Downing and Keys, it's all about Downing and Keys. Queens about two boat lengths behind Downing. LMBC, again, about on station with Queens. But Downing are just coming past me, and soon you're going to be able to hear the swoosh of their blades perfectly in unison. Slight differences in hand height there from some of the rowers. But the power is just incredible that these guys are putting down to their legs. Steph, has anything happened near you?
No, it's all going remarkably smoothly. I've just been passed by Christ, who are actually pretty close to Girton in front of them. So they're closing the gap quite considerably. There's about half a boat between Christ and Girton at the moment. So that's one to watch. They might catch them at some point. Similarly,
Steph.
Just coming up now, Robinson are also closing in on Clare quite drastically. There's less than a boat's distance between them two. Clare pushing really hard to pull away, though. They look like they're starting to open that gap a little bit further.
Okay, Steph, well, just to keep you updated about what's going on at the Grassy, Queens have gone past me, LMBC have gone past me, and First and Third have gone past me just now as well. Yimin Gee, Ali Abassi, all looking pretty solid there. They've taken a much narrower line than LMBC, and there could well be a bump. It's down to about a boat length, but we'll keep you posted on that. Back to you, Steph.
Cats have looked like they've caught Maggie on this, the very first corner, actually. There is a slight overlap. Cats look like they caught Magdalen. Just waiting for the Magdalen Cox to put up a hand and possibly conceive. Behind that as well, Kings are closing massively on Emma. So Emma is going to be lucky to pull away from them. They're just heading around the corner now, so all the action should be coming your way shortly.
Alice, Girton are being caught drastically by Christ. It's down to about a quarter of boat length, and Girton's blade work is going all over the place. There's almost certainly going to be overlap soon, and I think it's going to be a concession fairly soon. But over to you, Alice.
And First and Third M1 have just got overlap with Maggie right in front of me. First and Third, their bow ball is now past the Cox. The Maggie Cox is going to have to concede any minute, and they are trying to push them off, but they're going to have to give that. And the Maggie Cox has conceded. First and Third have caught Maggie. And Jesus are just rowing past at the moment. They're not going to catch anyone. I think that will probably be a row over for them. Behind them, Peterhouse are rowing past. They are also looking strong, as are Pembroke. They are both on station with each other at the moment. There has been no change between the two. And let's pass back to you, Ben. What's going on at Grassy?
Well, just to keep you updated, I've just seen the blue and yellow blades of Robinson go past me in hot pursuit of Clare M1. There could well be a bump there, but everyone else has bumped out except Selwyn M1, making a long and lonely row over approaching me. So Emma have been bumped by King. Sorry, over to you, Alice.
And Christ have again. They have just nearly got over. overlap on Girton. It was about half a metre when they came right past me on Ditton. They should bump on the reach. Behind them, Trinity Hall are rowing through. They're looking fairly unaffected at the moment. They will probably row over. And Robinson and Claire are once again on station with each other. It doesn't look like Robinson is going to catch them unless they do something superhuman on the reach. And Robinson has now passed me, and that's the last boat, I think. So, Harriet, what's going on with you?
Well, Keats have strongly passed me. They are about three lengths in front of Downing. Downing are almost, I would say, five lengths in front of Queen, so it doesn't look like any chance of a bump there. Following up far behind them are Jesus, and then I can just see Peterhouse coming around the corner. There doesn't seem to be any sufficient closing of gaps in between the boats, so I can't say that there will be any bumps on the reach. I'm going to pass it over to Ditton to see if there's anything happening there.
No, there is absolutely nothing happening in Ditton at the moment, apart from Selwyn M1, who I think are going to row over at the bottom of the division. But, Harriet, have you seen anything between Christ and Girton? Because they were looking very close when they came past me.
Not as of yet. I think the gap must have opened up because coming past me now is Peterhouse, and they are being followed closely by Pembroke. Oh, and Girton is trying to get away from Christ, but the gap seems to have opened up a bit because there was a chance of Christ bumping Girton, but Girton are pulling away, so that doesn't look like it'll happen. And then behind them, just to recap, we've got Tithall coming round, and then Claire, and unfortunately, the gap between Claire and Robinson has opened up quite sufficiently. There doesn't look like there will be a bump there. But Claire is closing in on Trinity Hall. There's about a half a length in between them. Smooth, even strokes here. So Claire may overtake Tithall, but it is unlikely. And just to recap around the corner at Ditton, is there anything going on?
No, there's nothing going on at Ditton. First and third are currently putting ivory in their hair, and Maggie are looking very dejected on the other side of the river. They will not be happy. That's 2 days they've gone down now, so they will be very disappointed with that. Are there any more boats coming through on the reach, or have we nearly finished?
Well, to be honest,
Harriet,
we've pretty much finished. The gaps between them are too great now because Robinson have just passed me and a good distance behind them. It looks like Selwyn, you are just going to row over. So I think we can bring it back to you, Ben, to recap.
Yeah, so Harry, before we recap, can you explain what happened between Jesus, Peterhouse and Pembroke?
From the looks of it, because it really did look like Christ were closing in on Girton, but I didn't see any bumps go past me, nor up around the corner. So I think they all actually rowed over. As
we're
far
calling row over to Jesus, Peterhouse, Pembroke, Girton and Christ.
I can actually correct that, Steph. Steph here. I'm just walking up to the grassy corner. I just passed St. Cat's, who are currently festooning themselves with various bits of ivory. They've bumped Magdalen.
Steph, can you tell you what, Steph? Maybe why don't you go and have a little chat with one of them if you can, while I do the rundown. So while Steph goes and sees if she can grab someone from the Cats M1, the successful Cats M1 there, this is what we're calling so far, though this is, of course, subject to change. Keys M1 row over there on for their blades. Downing M1 also row over. Queens M1 row over. LMBC bumped by first and third. Jesus, Pembroke, Peterhouse, Girton and Christ and Tithall and Clare and Robinson apparently all row over. Magdalen M1 bumped by St. Pat's M1, Emma M1 bumped by King's M1, and Selwyn M1 row over. Steph, have you managed to grab anyone from the St. Pat's boat yet?
I have. I'm perched perilously on the edge of the cam. If you hear a splash, it's because I've gone in. I'm talking to Will Hayes of the Cats boat. How was that race for you?
It was quite an easy race. We were expecting to bump quite easily. Took a little longer than we were expecting, but unfortunately, because the stroke of the Clare boat owes me some money, we're going to have to get there by Saturday, and this is the only way. We're very sorry for Magdalen.
He was told by his crewmates to go for quietly confident and not arrogant. I'm not sure whether he managed it, but they're all looking very happy with themselves. Well done, boys.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So Keys rode over. Downing M1 rode over, Queen's M1 also rode over, and then in a very controversial twist, the first and third M1 rode over Maggie, and then Jesus M1 rode over, Peterhouse M1 rode over, Pembroke M1 rode over. In the end, Girton M1 and Christ M1 rode over also.
Could you just confirm the first and third and Lady Margaret? Did you say they rode over, or did first and third bump Lady Margaret?
Sorry. I meant first and third bumped Lady Margaret. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
And then there was, back down to boats 11 and 12, there was a surprise bump at the end. So right at the end of the reach, Claire bumped Pitt Hall M1. And then Robinson M1 bumped, Robinson M1 rode over. St. Cat's M1 bumped Magdalen M1. King's M1 bumped Emma M1. And then the sandwich boat Selwyn M1 also rode over.
This year's Lent bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.